Good morning and praise Lord, my dear people of God. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 31 and verse 3. It says, "Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me." My dear brothers and sisters, the need for daily guidance is one of the believer's greatest concerns. How easily our lives can go astray without the assurance of divine leadership. And we are so grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ that once he ascended into heaven, he sent his Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. The Bible says in Romans 8:14 that those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God and they are the daughters of God. My dear brothers and sisters, today we have the Spirit of God in us, living within us. Let's ask him to lead us in this journey of life, in this journey of faith. And every day we need to be led by our shepherd, by the Spirit of God. And he always comes forth to lead us beside the still waters and green pastures. I'm reminded of the journey, you know, the exodus that took place of the Israelites from the land of Egypt into the land of Canaan. Because of their stubbornness and hard-heartedness, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. In spite of their hard-heartedness and unbelief, because of which the outcome was the wandering for so many years, but yet God led them, yet God provided for them. Every day there was fresh manna for them. Every day the Lord was a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire for them, leading them in the daytime and in the night time. My Jesus never fails. Your God never fails. Your Jehovah never fails. He is true to his covenant. He is true and he will bring his promises to pass in your life. He cannot be unfaithful to us. He is always faithful. Though we may be unfaithful, but he is always faithful. Hallelujah. So depend on God. Ask God to lead you, to bless you, and he will guide you. I was also encouraged while I was meditating on Isaiah chapter 58. And verse 11 is beautiful. It says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." That's the assurance. That's the promise of Jehovah. That's the promise of God. No matter what's your wilderness experience, but our Lord God Almighty is awesome. He is great. He is glorious. He will make provision. He will come through to you in your situation, and he will ensure that you are blessed. So today, stand on the promises for your life. And even the small decisions you will be called upon to make this day, and begin to praise him. Thank him in advance. Lord, I thank you for the provisions that you're making, the protection that comes forth from you, and the prosperity that comes forth from you. Thank you, Lord. That's what we are called to do. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to you for your blessed assurance. Lord, your assurances that you give us, the assurances of hope, the assurances of future, the assurance that you will lead and guide us in every day and every moment of our lives. And today we thank you for your Spirit that lives within us. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us by the power, O Lord, of the Word of God. Show us the deep and the secret things of God, that we will be led right. We will have the discernment and the discretion to make the right choices today, to make the right decisions today. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for that, God. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running their daily chores, I ask for your grace and for your glory to abound over their lives. You will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them. because they are your heritage. I also pray for the ones who are grappling in their health conditions. Lord, we remember that by your wounds and by your stripes, your word tells us that we were healed. It is past tense. We were healed. And in faith, we receive our healing today in Jesus' name and rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into our bodies again, no more. For our bodies are the temple of the Spirit of God. And Satan, you have got no right to afflict our frame. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great day ahead of you and a blessed weekend as well. And I remind you not to forget to go to church this Sunday. God bless you and bye for now.